This is the Exxon Broadcast Network, broadcasting worldwide on broadcast affiliates and satellite program providers, including CNN Broadcast Network, Sirius Satellite Network, Star Media, Good News Radio Network, Angel Broadcast Network, Wiki Broadcast Network, and WPBN-TV. For more information on the X-Zone Broadcast Network, visit us at www.xzbn.net.
This is the TELUS Radio Show, and I'm your host, Krista Nils. My guest today is my colleague, Siegfried Drews. Siegfried, welcome back in the show.
It's so good to be back, Krista. Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I hope you're great too.
Oh, yes.
Siegfried, we thought a lot and we talked a lot and we had some ideas about people and we thought it's time now to talk about all the positive people that came into our life and that influenced us and who gave us support and whom we could give support. And we want to go into it a little bit deeper. What ideas did you have when we talked about that during the last weeks and month?
My first idea was I go back in my past and I say I cannot find some person who influenced me positive in my first 35, 36 years. The reason why I'm moving. I go to Nuremberg, from Nuremberg to Munich, from Munich to Augsburg, from Augsburg to Nuremberg, from Nuremberg to Swiss, and from Swiss to Germany back. So it's no time to become friendship. This is what's my reason. But the last 4 years, I think so many things have changed in these years. And one of the person who have really good influenced me are you, Krista. Let's talk about you.
Thank you.
Yes, Krista.
Let's talk about me. Yeah, I had a number of people in my life who influenced me. Although I moved through Germany, although I moved between several towns and around Heidelberg and Mannheim, I kept several people with me, and I have a friendship with a woman. I think since we were born. The other one is a good friend. We had our 28th this year. There are several people who stay with me and I stay with them. And this is a very good feeling. And yeah, but the first real influences in my life were my parents. I'm so grateful what they did for me. They allowed me to learn. They allowed me to become what I am. And they gave me the opportunities, although they had no money, but they gave me all the chances. I could go to school and learn and do my grads and get good degrees and continue and create my life. And especially my dad gave me a great lesson about resilience, and I think this was the greatest one. Being strong, although the wind is harsh and the ice is staying in your face. Yeah. Who else was in my life? Yes.
Can you explain what is the meaning of this quote?
Of the resilience, yes.
Yes, it resilience. Means,
yeah, it's a technical term, yes, of psychologists. It's when It was found out with twins. You had twins, and you always think twins lead the same life and have the same mood and stuff like that. And once they found out in research and all the observations that twins can develop differently. And it can happen that one is always negative and always down and always in a sad or bad mood, and the other one is always getting up. There is a bad thing. Okay, there is a bad thing. I look at it. I dump it. Next. And the other person is very positive. And that's what I say, what I'm trying to say. Although there are hard experiences in your life, you always have the chance to get up again and to move on. And you're stronger again. And this is the most important about resilience.
It's a part of your own resilience. And in in a part of a friendship, what can help me to become a better friend or a friendship or a true friendship?
In a friendship, it's a different thing. But having long friendships mean to trust each other. And we go on after the break. I'm Kristen Nails, and we will be right back after this commercial break. You are listening to the TELUS Radio Show on the X-Zone Broadcast Network on www.xzbn.net.
This is the X-Zone Broadcast Network, broadcasting worldwide on broadcast affiliates and satellite program providers, including CNN Broadcast Network, Sirius Satellite Network, Star Media, Good News Radio Network, Angel Broadcast Network, Wiki Broadcast Network, and WPBN-TV. For more information on the X-Zone Broadcast Network, visit us at www.xzbn.net.
Did you know that when you're on the road with limited data or Wi-Fi, you can still listen to the X-Zone Radio Show with Rob McConnell, The Science of Magic with Gwilda Wiaka, X-1, Dimension X, Space Patrol, and every minute of the X-Zone Broadcast Network by calling 213-401-0080, courtesy of Audio Now. No smartphone, app, or internet needed. It saves your data plan, and it's free if you have unlimited minutes. Call 213-401-0080 to listen on any phone, anytime, anywhere. Remember 213-401-0080 for the best of the paranormal, parapsychology, and sci-fi radio programming anywhere, 24/7, 365.
I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, founder, president of a new cancer foundation focusing on evidence-based physical, mental, and spiritual interventions, including natural cancer cures, prayer, meditation, affirmations, nutrition, and other related holistic cancer prevention and cure modalities. These are used in cancer education, research, and financing care. I ask for your help to continue this important work by donating at www.holisticcancerfoundation.com.
Is it science or is it magic? Once a magical thing has been scientifically proven, is it no longer magic? Or is magic simply the science of tomorrow? Join me, Gwilda Wiaka, on The Science of Magic, a syndicated radio program dedicated to combining the science and magic of today's dynamic and controversial topics to co-create new solutions. By triangulating information from today's leading experts from the scientific and magical fields, we uncover expansive and evolutionary truths you won't find anywhere else. Join us daily on the X-Zone Broadcast Network, xzbn.net, as I interview the shared thoughts with the amazing guests from both science and magic. The resulting knowledge is unprecedented. As a gift to you, the listener, past episodes can be accessed on our website free of charge at thescienceofmagic.net.
Little children aren't the only ones afraid of the dark. Millions of soldiers return from war zones with PTSD, anger, frustration, fear, and loneliness, much of which surfaces during the darkness of the night. You have the chance to change the lives of these American heroes. Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us provides free MP3 players for these men and women. With a list of 3 million songs in 16 different styles, 100,000 audiobooks, and 30,000 old-time radio programs, every veteran can find something to soothe and comfort them at no cost. All our players contain an 8-hour audio program designed to help veterans fall asleep. With 1,500 plus vets now participating, it's our goal to deliver 10,000 audio players this year. Go to our website at songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. Help us help a veteran make it through the night.
This is the TELUS Radio Show, and I'm your host, Krista Niels. My guest today is Siegfried Drews. Although he's a bit silent, he gives the main input. Welcome back, Siegfried.
Yes, today I'm a little bit silent because it's our theme today is friendship, and I remember I have no friends in my life. Before the last 5 years, I've become a new friendships in my life. So I think it's good to have good friends. And like you, you have really, really long friends. And so I know a really, really good quote. And a strong friendship doesn't need daily conversation or being together. As long as a relationship lives in the heart, true friends never part.
Yes.
And this is what I feel with your, with Petra, with Sabine, and yeah.
With a lot of other people, and that's right.
Yeah.
It's not necessary to talk with them every day. And a long-term friendship has no problem to live with the issue that you do not hear from each other for a year, for 2 years, for 3 years. But as soon as you are in contact, and I have a friend in Denver, we haven't seen us for almost 30 years now, but when we are at the phone, we are back. We immediately know where we are and what we want to talk about, and we suddenly experience there hasn't been any time in between we haven't been talking. And this is what a true friendship really is, and it belongs. There are certain things that belong to it, and that's trust, that's caring, that's letting loose, and in the end, being there for each other when it's important.
Oh yeah, this is the most important thing for a true friendship. We are not close anymore, but I'll be here if you need me, and I think this is what is a good friendship will does. Mm-hmm. If I need you, you are in my life. I can call you, I can visit you, and we talk, and you can talk with every friend. But how I feel it's a real friend or not a real friend, to become a good friend, what I can do or what I have to do, or it depends on another things.
I think Do you remember how we got in contact with our latest neighbors, the young couple from Bulgaria?
Yeah.
I am certain this will become a wonderful friendship over years, because it was slow, it was always honest, and it was never with any pressure. It just happened. And we take care of each other, and this is the important part.
What is the definition of a friendship? So we have a lot of people, a lot of maybe friends or not friends in our life, but what is the real exact definition? What is friendship?
That's difficult. It's really difficult to define friendship.
How I feel friendship is it.
Yeah, how can you feel it? You can only feel it in your heart. It's not a thing that's only in your brain. It's in your heart. The brain is a supporter for that and a multiplier to make it stronger. The main thing is in your heart. And you remember last night when we sat on the terrace and enjoyed the wonderful evening with all the friends, and in the end, we hugged intensely. And hugging is a very good sign for a friendship that's becoming stable.
Okay, we talk about friendship. And I think we have to talk about, you know, we visit a seminar in Cologne from Tadeusz Koroma. We talk with Tadeusz and his secretary, I think we talk. We are standing on a round table and we are talking, and a person comes from outside and come in our conversation, and
in
he breaks
circle,
our conversation. Yeah. It's a circle. He comes in the circle and he breaks it. And we talk in this moment about energy vampires. And I think we have to be safe. It's a friend or not a friend, because many people are take a mask and they are not friends. They are only energy vampires. How can I be sure or be secure that this is not a person, such a person like this energy vampire?
You feel it as soon as you see it's only a one direction relationship. A good
Okay, so it's only one direction is the meaning. He comes and ask, or what is the meaning about this?
And takes and takes and takes and doesn't give back. And a good friendship is a two-direction thing. You get and you give. And you do it without any purpose, just because of friendship. And I think this is the main difference to any other relationship. You can have business relationships, and most of the time there is a you expect something. Having a contract, having deals with others, and a friendship is not a business contract.
If I have a person, such a person like this energy vampire in my life, what can I do? Can I go to the person, to him, to her, and say, I don't want to talk with you? Or what can we do?
Energy vampires, yeah. You usually realize that during a first or a second talk. And as soon as you realize that you get tired during talking with that special person, try to avoid every contact. Retire, go into another direction, find other people, because now you know this is a person that's an energy vampire. And you have the model, you have a kind of role model then, how an energy vampire works. And you can find other people that are different.
Okay, I go and I'm not searching for a new friend or better friends. It's only to say, no, stop, not with me, stay away and let me alone. I don't want to talk with you.
Yeah. You can say that, or you can say that without words, your body language.
Yes, the body language. This is the most important thing for friendship, yeah. Hugging or not hugging. And the eyes and the heart, is. I think we feel it. How is the person feeling? And my own feeling.
Yeah, one last sentence. My experience with energy vampires is... usually they do not understand what you are telling them. They are more a one-direction person. They are more output than input. And the only thing that always works is body language. Body language doesn't go through the brain. It takes other ways into the recognition, into the, how can I say, it gets into the person and the person understands without understanding through the brain. There is no contact for me available.
Okay. I have a good quote, I think. Sometimes you just need to distance yourself from people. If they care, they'll notice. If they don't, you know where you stand. So I take a distance and I will see what's happened. Mm-hmm. Okay, but I talk about maybe friends or family or another people, neighbors and so on, who comes and asks you. And we are humans. We want to help. We are helping people. So all the time we are helping and helping and helping. And nothing back. How can I distance me from such a system like this? For my helping system, I help and I'm and so on. You know what I mean?
Once there was a term for these people. These were the helpless helpers. They didn't know what they do. They tried to help without knowing how to help. And you have to be trained in some ways to support and help people in life. When you want to work as a coach, you need some experience to do that. Without that experience, you get mentally killed and your heart will die or it will freeze.
Okay. Yes. Okay, I think it's time to talk about really friends. And so I remember our first time in Las Vegas by CEO Space. We met a lot of people and we talk and we found really friends like Dr. David Kruder, like Bernie Dorman and so on. And what I loved is the feelings, it's not only us, it's heart, it's everything. And the sentence, who are you and how may I serve you? I think this is the basic for a good friendship. I ask, what can I do for you? And I know normally in Germany, and was kannst du für mich machen? This is a German sentence, what can you do for me?
And the other way around,
Yes, they say, what can I do for you? What is your really needed things? Mm-hmm. What do you need? How may I serve you?
This is the Exxon Broadcast Network, broadcasting worldwide on broadcast affiliates and satellite program providers, including CNN Broadcast Network, Sirius Satellite Network, Star Media, Good News Radio Network, Angel Broadcast Network, Wiki Broadcast Network, and WPBN-TV. For more information on the X-Zone Broadcast Network, visit us at www.xzbn.net.
How would you like to be able to read other people's minds? Well, the next best thing is here. When you know how to read a person's name, you know how the person thinks, feels, and behaves. Each letter in our name holds a key to unlock our true essence. Our name contains both our gifts and challenges in this lifetime. Nemology science discovers personality secrets hidden in the placement of the letters of our names, including the first and last impression people remember about us. Sharon shows us how to interpret the arrangement of letters as outlined in her book, Know the Name, Know the Person. Sharon Lynn Wyeth created Nemology Science after 18 years of research and testing her theories and has supported thousands of people around the world in understanding themselves and others better. You'll enjoy Sharon's unique teachings as she shares her system to learn the gifts behind your given birth name. Even if you don't like your birth name, there are jewels in this book. If you're thinking of changing your name, ready to name your child, or wanting to get along better with others, this is the book for you. If you'd like to improve your relationships and change your life for the better, get the book today, Know the Name, Know the Person, or visit www.knowthename.com. That's www.knowthename.com.
Hello, I'm Justina Marsh, and with my dad, Pete, we are going to present a new show called Too Good to Be True. Together, we are aiming to discover more truths about this world and beyond. Do you have unanswered questions about the world? Do you ever wonder about aliens, conspiracy theories, or the universe? There are many shows discussing subjects such as pyramids or UFOs, but we want to relay this information based on our own research, including from spiritual means. Hopefully, listeners will be helped with their own beliefs and will appreciate the psychic insights that add to the previous research and information. We both look forward to sharing this insight and beginning this journey with our listeners. Visit xzbn.net for more information about when to listen.
Ancient prophecies, legends, and current events indicate we're entering a high-frequency era supporting enlightenment. During expansive times, old rules fail, necessitating access to the ever-shifting currents of life for guidance. There's an ancient form of shamanism through which we can obtain the information we need. I'm Gwilda Wiecka, founder and director of Path Home Shamanic Art School, with a great new provision for those interested in spiritual evolution and personal empowerment. Galactic Shamanism, Art of the Ancients, Key to Tomorrow is an upcoming series of leading-edge online affordable classes designed to guide and support you and your family during these times of transition. Embrace the magic. Empower your life. Study Galactic Shamanism at findyourpathhome.com.
This is the Exxon Broadcast Network, broadcasting worldwide on broadcast affiliates and satellite program providers, including CNN Broadcast Network, Sirius Satellite Network, Star Media, Good News Radio Network, Angel Broadcast Network, Wiki Broadcast Network, and WPBN-TV. For more information on the X-Zone Broadcast Network, visit us at www.xzbn.net.
This is the TELUS Radio Show, and I'm your host, Krista Nails. My guest today is Siegfried Roos. Hi, Siegfried. Welcome back.
Yes, Krista. It's good to be back in your show.
Siegfried, before the break, before we started into the break, we talked about a meeting of entrepreneurs at Las Vegas. And there we met people and learned to talk first, how can I serve you? I love this question when it's meant honest. Normally, I feel it's a question that says, I want to get in contact with you. Tell me about you and we'll see what can happen. What do you think about that?
You are right if you say it has to be honest. We met some people and we talk a lot about different things, and we collect CME cards, and after 4 or 5 weeks after this meeting, nothing has happened. And it's may different things are happening this moment. It is not so easy for us to work with people overseas in the States about the time. Or maybe it's the same for say. They can work with us because the time is not so easy to handle the thing. But the same thing are happened in our country. We talk with entrepreneurs and talk about business, and some people say, okay, I will help you, I can help you, but nothing happens. And we help them, we give them a course, a seminar for free, and so on, and nothing happened after this.
Even worse happened.
What is
people
the
break
why?
Off.
Yeah.
Don't know. I don't understand that. And finally, I thought it's not worth to spend energies on that. I know enough people with whom I'm in contact for years and years and years now, and who are very grateful, and I'm grateful to them and for them. So I do not waste any time. Maybe they've been energy vampires. I don't know.
Maybe, yes, maybe.
I don't know. I try to look forward and look at the people I'm in positive contact with, where I have a positive relationship with, where I think these are positive people who love their life, who love what they are, who love what they do, and who love to be in contact with other people, and who love to have a network, a very functioning, very well-functioning network. And this is the most important I'm looking for.
Yeah. I think we have to talk about CEO space, about some people we met, some people like David Gruder. Mm-hmm. I remember every time as we talk with David, we has a really, really good feedback, and we, after this meeting, after this, we are really encouraged to do more and go forward. And David Gruder is the reason why we do this radio station with Rob. I think this is a really good. Things are happened since the last talk with David Gruder, or not?
Absolutely. And I think he is such a great person, and he's so encouraging. When we told him that we had stopped another business relationship that was important for us, he said, oh, don't worry. Remember, fail fast, fast forward, and you are pretty fast. I thought, okay, when David tells us, it's okay and it's right, and we will go on and find our way and follow our vision and our dreams, and they will come true.
Would you say he's a good friend to us? David? I think yes.
Yes. He is. Definitely.
Definitely.
He's a good mentor and he's a friend, yes. Although I'm very careful with the word friend. In Germany, we distinguish. We have friends, and these are the close people, and we have people we know. In Germany, we say Bekannte. We can know them quite well, but they never are friends for us, what we think in Germany are friends. And I do not want to give a label for a relationship that's pretty good, that it's a friendship in German sense.
So we talk about persons, not only friends. We talk about every person who comes in our life and maybe help us to change ourselves and themselves and or give us things what we can do to change our life, our idea, our vision, to bring our vision forward or not. So it's not only a friend. It's a person who has a good feeling about what we want to do or not.
Correct. I had this with a personal teacher and mentor of mine in the individual psychology. He was a teacher to me for 6 or 7 years. I cannot tell you exactly. It was quite a long time. But we never were friends. We had a very good relationship. He was a great mentor. And we could talk about other things that didn't belong into teaching and mentoring. But I learned so much from him. I'm so grateful that he was in my life. And I'm so sorry about that. He died in the end of March this year. It's a little hole in the heart and in the mind.
Okay, let us come back to the sentence. How may I serve you? What can we do for our own to make it happen?
When I say how can I serve you, I first have to listen. And I have to listen with all my senses and understand what's the issue of the other person. If I've done so, and listening doesn't mean that I'm a passive person. I can be active and ask questions to understand fully. And when I do so, I understand more about the person and maybe about the issue. And when I'm a real good person, usually I have two ways or three ways. I can say, I'm sorry. I have no idea about this topic. I cannot help you. Or I can say, well, although I have no idea about what you need or what you're talking about, I assume that there is a person in my environment I can relate you to. Or I can say, wow. Sure, I am the one who can help you.
Yes, and you say, listen, listen, listen is the first thing. So we come back to the LISA method.
Lisa
method. And so listen is the most important thing. If we can't listen, nothing has happened, or?
Yep. It goes into the wrong direction because you pretend to listen, but you do not, and you do not get the right information, and then you react on your ideas of what is coming and not what the person needs. And so there a lot of misunderstandings happen because the so-called listener doesn't listen, but is always ahead in his mind and has ideas and wants to give the ideas, and putting it like a hat above the person and giving the person no chance to live or understand what they are talking about.
It depends on the time, I think. I remember the time we have to talk with the entrepreneurs are maybe 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, not more. It's not enough time, I think, or not?
When you are in these timer rounds, that's too short. That's right. You can only get a very, very first impression. But when you're on the conference and meet the people, you can take time. And when you take time, it can be up to an hour, 2 hours. But you finally understand then, because you exchange your thoughts. It's not a one direction line.
Okay, so I remember we talk with Bernie, with Yuvalu, with Dr. David Kurda, and some people more. And with these people, we are in a good standing. And mm-hmm. with the people, we only talk 2, 3, 4 minutes. It's nothing happened in the moment. And okay, the reason maybe my English isn't pretty well. I have to learn. I start to learn and it improve. Yes, but I think it's the reason for me. My English is too bad. To listen, to understand what they say, and they don't understand me, I think.
Yeah, they have their problems. But with your improving grammar, they understand quite a lot more. It's not the real issue. If people want to understand each other, it's beyond all the grammar and all the stuff you might need to speak or understand the language correctly. But you're right with one thing. It's quite a lot is about time. It's about listening with concentration, and it's about honesty and commitment. And with this, we go into our short break. I'm Kristin Nails, and we will be right back after this commercial break. You are listening to the TELUS Radio Show on the X-Zone Broadcast Network on www.xcbn.net.
Earth is under ever-increasing pressure from untenable lifestyles and growing populations. Yet, viable answers seem in short supply. What if I told you there's an ancient form that can empower you to take charge of your life? What if your entire family could be enfolded and supported by life itself, finding safe passage through challenging times? I'm Gwilda Wiecka, founder and director of Path Home Shamanic Art School, with great news. An upcoming series of leading-edge online affordable classes based in an ancient form of shamanism, easily learned and used by your entire family. Galactic Shamanism, Art of the Ancients, Key to Tomorrow are a series of online adult and children's lessons instructing your entire family on natural law, how to cooperate with and be supported by the powers of the universe. Visit findyourpathhome.com to find these unique and powerful classes.
This is the X-Zone Broadcast Network, broadcasting worldwide on broadcast affiliates and satellite program providers, including CNN Broadcast Network, Sirius Satellite Network, Star Media, Good News Radio Network, Angel Broadcast Network, Wiki Broadcast Network, and WPBN-TV. For more information on the X-Zone Broadcast Network, visit us at www.xzbn.net.
Did you know that when you're on the road with limited data or Wi-Fi, you can still listen to the X Zone Radio Show with Rob McConnell, The Science of Magic with Gwilda Wiaka, X-1, Dimension X, Space Patrol, and every minute of the X Zone Broadcast Network by calling 213-401-0080, courtesy of Audio Now. No smartphone, app, or internet needed. It saves your data plan, and it's free if you have unlimited minutes. Call 213-401-0080 to listen on any phone, anytime, anywhere. Remember, 213-401-0080 for the best of the paranormal, parapsychology, and sci-fi radio programming anywhere, 24/7, 365.
Are you curious? Do you want to learn more about how the world works and have fun at the same time? Study coincidences with me, Dr. Bernie Beitman, MD, on my Connecting with Coincidence radio show here on the XZBN network. Listen to Jungians theorize, statisticians randomize, true believers evangelize, while I categorize. I dance to the rhythm of coincidences. People who experience me see more of them. Maybe something on the show matches a thought in your mind. Let us know. Expand your mind to the weirdness happening around you. Synchronicity spoken here, there, and everywhere. For more information, put Connecting with Coincidence in your search engine and find my website, my social media sites, and my blog.
What is truth? Historically, we viewed things as either being true or false. Now, as we enter a more expansive era, we find the question is not, is it true, but rather, how true is it? I'm Gwilda Wiecka, host of the Science of Magic Radio, a syndicated, internationally broadcast radio program dedicated to uncovering this ever-expanding truth. Join me daily on the X-Zone Broadcast Network, xzbn.net, as I interview today's leading experts from the fields of science and magic to uncover the hidden truth between the lines drawn in the sand. What we unearth in our discussions is not only amazing, but totally unprecedented. You won't want to miss a single episode. In service to our listeners, past episodes can always be found on our website with our compliments at thescienceofmagic.net.
This is the TELUS Radio Show, and I'm your host, Kristen Hales. My guest today is Siegfried Drews, my partner in business and in life. Welcome back, Siegfried.
Hi, Krista. Before the break, we talk about commitment. You use the word commitment. Do we need commitment in a friendship or not? Or is it a still upcoming?
Contract?
Contract, yes. Still like a contract, yes.
Commitment is a little bit different. Commitment is when you feel, when your feelings and the words you use are in line and they both express the same. And commitment is when you walk what you talk. When you are true with everything you are talking and you are doing it and not only saying, oh, well, you have to lose weight and this is important. And in front of you is a person that has several hundred pounds. Now, commitment is being honest, being true and doing what you said.
So it's like a still commitment. It's only, I say, if I trust a person, it's like the same like a commitment. I understand her or him and they understand me. And I think it's we don't need a contract in a written form.
Yes.
But
yes.
A commitment is a commitment. A friendship, like a friendship, Petra and you. it's like a commitment. You know each other maybe for 60 years, 58, 59 years. And
we are committed to our friendship, yes.
Committed to your friendship, yes.
This is our commitment. Friends forever.
Friends forever, yes. And I remember our talk with Astrid. We do a commitment, not a written commitment, we talk about. We help each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same, but it's the same. It's a new friendship. It's Astrid, you know Astrid for one year. We know Astrid for 1 year, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and so it's we talk about commitment to help each other to be succeed in business, successful in business.
Yep.
To succeed in business.
Mm-hmm.
So I think
we did.
Yes. In the first time, we have to talk about this, but I think like Sabine or Petro and you don't have to talk about this because it's normal.
Yes, we don't have to talk about this anymore because we behaved like that. We wanted to be friends and we behaved as friends. And because we were committed, and we were committed to each other, and we thought, yes, it's worth to do so. And when you think there is a person that is worth for you to be in closer contact with, then you can think about commitment.
But think about the sentence, how may I serve you? It's similar, the same, like a commitment. I ask you, what can I do for you? What is your need in this moment? It's like the same or not?
No. First of all, it's starting in communication. How can I serve you? As just asking, can I help you? When you're in a shop, and you're standing there and looking around and you have no idea where to move first, although you know exactly what you need to buy. And there is a shop assistant coming around and says, can I help you? How may I serve you? And then you say, well, I'm looking for a jacket. It has to be in a dark blue. Nothing else, no other colors on it. Can you help me that it fits my size? And the shop assistant has two possibilities to say, yes, I help you to find it, or no, I don't. Usually they turn around and say, I don't think so that we have such a thing. So first of all, it's a friendly start of communication.
It's a friendly start of communication, yes. And you talk about honesty.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about honesty between in a communication. How may I serve you? And to make it happen, I have to trust the person who wants to help me or not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And to make it true or to make it happen, we have to do a commitment, not a written commitment, but maybe a handshake. Okay, I will help you. If you need me, call me. If you need me, I will be there.
We mutually agree.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. It doesn't need a contract. You only need to be committed.
Yeah. And in a friendship, is it a different thing? Because friendship is only on a social affairs, maybe, or not? Between neighbors or students, colleagues, and so on. It's not a contract. Friendship, true friendship is You don't know from the first day. Is it a true friend or not? It has to be grow.
Right. It has to grow. That's correct. It has to grow and to become bigger, or it dies. And sometimes a friendship that has taken for 10, 20 years might go away. And this is a thing that's normal in life. Things change. There is no absolute constant environment. Everything is changing. There is nothing more constant than the change.
Yeah, I know.
And so it happens that you're no longer friends. You're no longer looking into the same or the similar direction. You don't have to share anything more.
Yeah. I know a really, really good quote about friends. Best friends. F. Fight for you. R. Respect you. I. E. Include you. I encourage you. Sorry. for pronunciation. N. Need you. D. Deserve you. S. Stand by you. I love this. I like this.
This is wonderful. This is really wonderful. I think we should have it in the description of the show of today. What friends are and what friends are for. Yeah.
What friends are for, yeah.
Yeah.
Fight for you, respect you, include you, encourage you, need you,
encourage.
Encourage you, need you, deserve you, stand by you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's wonderful. That's a perfect quote. And that describes friends the best way you can ever imagine. Okay. So, how can I serve you, Siegfried?
I think you do it every day. You help me. You encourage me. You are my partner. You are my best friend. Partner in life. Partner in business. You give me mood.
Courage.
Oh, okay. Courage to do what I do. Because what I do since 2 years, I never believe it what I'm doing at the moment. I work as a coach, as a teacher, in German as a docent. I train and help people every day, and I love it. And you are by my side every day. You help me. Yeah, you make me smiling and so on. Okay. You make me feel good. So, yes.
Okay.
How may I serve you, Krista?
How may you serve me? Stay with me, encourage me. Be my partner and move with me into the same direction.
Yeah.
And I'm really curious and excited what the future has more to show for us and will bring to us. Thank you for your time today, Siegfried.
Thank you.
Hear and see you very, very soon.
Yeah.
Bye. Join me, Krista Nils, next week on the TELUS Radio Show on the X-Zone Broadcast Network on www.xzbn.net. Oh,